We are back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. The United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha County funds more than 200 programs at 110 organizations and other program partners around the region.
And while each of those programs has an interesting story, the woman who directs the umbrella organization's effort has a story worth knowing as well.
Dan Simmons profiles Amy Lindner and her life's journey to her current position in a piece in this month's Milwaukee Magazine. Dan, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks, Mitch.
So the story of how Amy Lindner ended up with her first job out of college leads this piece. But it is such a remarkable story that I was hoping that you might relate at least the highlights to us, because it really kind of seems to speak to who she is and what she does.
Yeah, so she finished college at UW-Madison. She was pretty convinced that she wanted to go to law school, but she didn't want to dive in both feet until she took some time to truly know that she wanted to go to law school and go into the debt that it requires to go to law school. So she wanted to take a year off, which, you know, for some people who graduate from college, that means, you know, going to be a ski bum or, you know.
People of a certain type would call this a gap year, but.
Right. And so she took a very different route, which is to come back to Waukesha, where she's from. Her family's very important to her. And she heard from a family friend that this auto shop needed a service manager. And so not a traditional fit for a young woman straight out of college with zero auto body or car care experience. But alas, she went in and she talked her way into a job as an office manager at this repair shop. And she killed it. She, you know, was doing things that took the last person, you know, all day and in 2 hours. And so she took it upon herself to actually really study up on car repair, something that was new to her. So she'd go to the library, get books on just – maybe this is sort of before the YouTube era and just read up on – you know, chassis and transmissions. And then she'd go back to the shop itself and talk to the mechanics about what they were doing and sort of translate her book knowledge into real life.
Do you think, is that kind of a metaphor for her approach to everything she's done?
Absolutely. It clearly shows that she can pick up on things, no matter how foreign the topic is to her, very quickly and sort of ingratiate herself into environments that aren't natural fits for her. So, and just kind of the humility it takes to go to someone and say, I don't know anything, but I want to learn and help me out here. She said one important lesson she learned from this experience is that people just love talking about things they care about that are personal to them. And so, you know, she'd ask these mechanics a question and, you know, 3 hours later, no work had gotten done because the mechanic was so enthused about, you know, sharing his knowledge with her.
I gather the sort of humble upbringing in Waukesha also, you know, keeps her eyes open to the plight of people she sees around her.
Yeah, she grew up as someone who very easily would qualify for programs that United Way sponsors. So she brings that perspective that is obviously very important. I mean, she's the CEO, you know, in charge of this company, but she also, you know, has that knowledge of what it means to struggle and what sort of buttons to push and approaches to take that can lift people out of that situation.
There was one really tiny detail that you mentioned, but it was so evocative. It was like just the kinds of bags that she would carry her grapes to school in.
Yeah, so there were two things, two sort of measures of wealth that she noticed, one of which was some kids had Ziploc bags, you know, with a zipper. And she and her brothers didn't have the Ziploc bags. They had just plain old plastic bags. And the other thing was that some of the kids had grapes all through the winter, whereas they could only have grapes in the summer when they were in season and cheaper. And so that I thought that was just a very telling example of how a kid sees the world in terms of, you know, socioeconomic status.
The other thing that comes through in your reporting is the number of people throughout the community that have acted as mentors to her. And when you think about someone who is now at the position that she's in, the fact that she still calls on these people seems to say something as well.
Yeah, you know, she has risen to a very high position very quickly, but she very much sought out mentors at every stage of her life and found very willing volunteers who still form the kind of the core of her advisory board, for lack of a better word. And now, of course, she's grateful for that experience, and she very much pays it forward to younger people in, you know, her shoes.
Realizing that we really ought to have her on this program and ask her this question, do you get the sense that she sees her path to this position that she's in as kind of remarkable or unusual as it comes across?
Not as remarkable as it seemed to me. I think the more remarkable part for her is that she detoured away from law, because that was what every sign pointed to in her life from early on. Early on, she wanted to be a lawyer because she knew they made a lot of money. And then she, later on in life, she realized that the things that lawyers do, she's actually good at and really align with her interest and passions. And so she saw herself as a lifer in corporate law, and did not at all foresee her career taking this direction. But in terms of just how what I would call unlikely and perhaps remarkable her rise from where she started to where she is now, I think she stopped realizing that quite a while ago because, you know, success became just very usual and expected to her.
Well, and it was interesting to see that, you know, she was not the only person that gave up a corporate law job to pursue a career in the nonprofit world. And you know, these are people that that she had contact with then and maintains contact with now.
Yeah. So in particular, Ann Reed, who was her mentor at the law firm, made the transition to CEO of the Humane Society. And so she was kind of a natural fit as a model and a mentor in both roles.
Well, Dan Simmons, interesting piece. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mitch.
Writer Dan Simmons' profile of Amy Lindner, the president and CEO of the United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha County, is in the current issue of Milwaukee Magazine. You'll find a link to more at wuwm.com.